ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the protection of the Most High. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with one another. Everything the devil meant for evil, Lord, we pray for a turnaround this morning. Lord, we pray that you will give us a testimony. Peter was going down, but you, oh God, you rescue him. The Bible said you rescue him safely, and the wind ceased. Father, we decree and declare today, whatever storm is raging in our life, we call for a calm. We pray, oh God, that every wind will cease. Every storm will cease. Every trouble will be over. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the healing that is taking place right now. I thank you for deliverance from every attack of the enemy. Thank you for bringing us out of that difficulty. I stand in agreement with my brothers and my sisters, and I thank you that you will give us a testimony. When this is all over, we'll be able to sing again. We'll be able to tell the whole world we serve a good God. We'll be able to tell the whole world, look at me, I'm a miracle. Thank you for healing. Thank you for provision. Thank you for working things out. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for miracles in our life. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. If you're in agreement, shout amen. Amen. Now, if you receive it in your spirit, be in agreement with me. Open your mouth, give God your loudest amen. Amen. It is so.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Thank you. found in the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. How many of you were blessed this week from the conference? How many of you, come on now, how many of you were blessed this week from the conference? It's God wanted to talk to you. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Why don't you say amen? Stand on your feet. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, and then I'll get ready to leave you alone. You got a long day today. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, Jesus speaks here, and notice what he says. He says what? Boy, y'all gonna get it in a minute. Let's read it again. He says what? Would you just do it one more time for the Holy Spirit then? Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we want to talk today about comprehending your divine destiny. Oh, that didn't go over your head, did it? I'm talking about comprehending your divine destiny. You didn't go over your head, did it? Because guess what? After you, I know it takes some of us a little longer than the others, and some of us might not get it until 3 days later, and a lot of time we don't get it until later on, but understanding, the word comprehend means to understand your divine destiny. You need to know that the grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let me help somebody here. I'm excited because I had to slow myself down. I had to get myself together. I had to get everything together because I was in a hurry because this word has gotten into me. Not only have I gotten into the word of God has gotten into me. You know what, my brothers and my sisters, you need to know that God has given you a divine destiny. Wait a minute, because we want the preacher, when we come to church, to talk to us about salvation. We want the preacher to continually pound that into our spirit about being saved. But my brothers and my sisters, you need to know that through Christ you already saved. If you've confessed with your mouth, if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you already saved. Now you need to be at a point to where you are walking in God. You need to be walking in your blessings. You need to be taking your place. There are certain levels in Christ that you need to already be at. If you're not there, you ought to be headed that way. I wish I had some believers here. If you're not where you're supposed to be, you ought to at least be headed that way. You know, you don't need the preacher to hoop and holler to you anymore. You should be at a point now to where you're understanding God in another way. You're understanding God at another level. You've already tried God. You shouldn't need your grandmother to witness to you about God anymore. You shouldn't need your grandfather, your great-grandmother. You shouldn't have to dig them up out of the grave for them to tell you about God. You should be at a point now where you tried him. You shouldn't be at a point where the devil is continually depressing and disencouraging you to go head on. You shouldn't be at that point now. You should be at a point to where you shouldn't be soliciting prayers, going around, pray for me, child. I can't pray for myself. You know I need y'all to pray for me. Guess what? You should be in a position now to where you can pray for yourself. You do know that God has given you the power. God has given you, he has placed you in the most holy place. He's given you the power to overcome the storms of your life. You're supposed to be telling storms now. Let me tell you something, storm, if you just got to come, I told a storm to pass. Storms, you can't last. Storms, go away. I command you to move today. preach all by yourself, Reverend Turner. You should be at a point now to where you're telling the storms, peace. Salvation shouldn't be anything new to you. You should be at that point to where you already know God. You have to take your place. You have to learn to take your place in the Word, in where God would have you to be. You have to learn how to take wherever you are. You have to learn how to take back from Satan what Satan has stolen from you.
Yes, sir.
It irks God, it ails God when he looked down at his children and they're continually being depressed. You know, well, child, don't call me today. You got the windows down. You got the blinds closed. You got the house dark. You got the TV on some sad story, and you're not answering your phone. And then when you do answer, somebody said, well, child, where you been? Well, you know, I was just depressed today. What you depressed for? You need to get up and tell the devil, wait a minute, hold up. God got bigger and better things for me than this. Surely this is not what he saved me for. He didn't bring me out of sickness for me to just lay here. He didn't bring me out of the doghouse. He didn't bring me out of the ghetto. He didn't bring me out of that mad, bad love affair for me to be sitting here. Get yourself up. Get yourself dressed. Go to the nail shop. Get your hair fixed. Get your clothes, put you some nice clothes on. Make yourself up. Go get your hair cut. Straighten yourself up. Stick your chest out and say, the Lord is my God.
Go ahead.
Whom shall I fear? Can I preach today? Comprehending God's, comprehending your divine destiny. You're going somewhere. I had sense enough to, even when I was on drugs, to get myself together. Because I was going somewhere. Christians just laying up. I'm going somewhere. Get yourself up. You're going somewhere. God has promised you that there is a land over there with milk and honey. In other words, it's symbolically saying that he's promised you that there's better up ahead. Let me help you. Comprehending your divine destiny. Now, when we say divine, that automatically tells you that God has something to do with it. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has something to do with it. So if it's divine, that means that God has already ordered it. He's altered it. He's fixed it to where the fight is already fixed. You hadn't gotten that yet. If it's divine, that means that God has already fixed the fight. You know, have you ever looked at boxing before? Some of those fights was already fixed by the promoters. You need to know that God is a promoter. And the fight that you've gotten in is already fixed. you need to get down to the book of Revelation, because you'll come to discover that God had it in his plan all of the time. Preach, Reverend Turner. Let me help you here. Let me help you here. Notice here, you'll find in God's divine destiny. You're going somewhere. You have a destiny. Put your life in a place where he already knows what's going to happen. He already knows where you're going. He already knows how things are going to work out. Watch this, your divine destiny. You need to know also that in God's divine destiny, that you are not going to understand everything overnight. I want everybody to understand that. The reason why many of us fall out and flunk out is because we get too busy trying to understand everything that God is doing. We try to understand every place that he sent us. You need to know today that when God gives you the orders, they're not for you to understand. They're just simply for you to carry out. Well, Lord, why are you sending me here? Well, God said, listen, don't ask me no questions, just go. I've already fixed it to where you're gonna be all right. I've already fixed it where you're gonna run up on some obstacles. But guess what? Those obstacles, he's already told you in Isaiah 54:17, he said that there is no weapon formed against me that shall what? You need to know today that the weapon's gonna be there, but they're not gonna amount to anything. Can I preach? I'm going to preach all by myself then, because don't nobody else want to preach with me. You're going to notice here in your divine, in God's divine destiny, first we see that Jesus gives three imperatives here, and these imperatives are all in the present tense. Notice that he says when he talks to them, because he had been talking to them in chapter 6 about prayer. He says, listen, first of all, when you find him in chapter 6, he said, if you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, he said, if you pray and you pray right, then you're going to be rewarded.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me yet? You need to know today that if you pray to God and you pray right, he's talking about with the right heart, with the right spirit, with the right motives, with God in mind. Not us in mind, but with God in mind. If you pray and you pray right, guess what? He's saying, listen, you're going to be rewarded. And so he goes from chapter 6 to chapter 7. In order to understand chapter 7, you have to go back to chapter 6. You see, in chapter 6, he's talking about how to pray. He's talking about now in chapter 6, 7, what's going to happen when you pray. Preach, Reverend Turner. you need to know how to pray in chapter 6, but in chapter 7, he's going to tell you this is what's going to happen when you pray. He said, because when you pray, all you got to do is ask. Are you with me yet? When you ask, because he knows that what you ask is going to be within his will. You're not going to ask for something out of his will. You're going to ask for something within his will. You see, believers don't ask for something out of God's will. And then if they ask for something after God's will, God turns around and he answers them and tells them, that's not in my will.
Go ahead, sir.
Throughout your divine destiny, watch this. Throughout your divine destiny, we'll see how much Jesus gives attention to prayer, because this is what this is all about, prayer. And many of us don't want to have a prayer life. Let me hurry along because I don't want to overload your wagon. Jesus gives the prayer in comprehending your destiny. First of all, you need to know that in comprehending your destiny, there has to be perseverance in prayer.
Yeah.
Awesome. Somebody didn't get that yet. There has to be, say perseverance. There has to be perseverance in prayer to press on with purpose. Perseverance in prayer. It means to not give up. Uh-huh. In this journey, you find so many people that give up.
Yeah.
They give up. They give up. They lose that passion because of problems.
Uh-huh.
They lose that passion. Let me tell you this. In order to be a Christian, and in order for your divine destiny becomes clearer, let me see if I can help you here. You have to persevere. You have to press on. You got to press. You got to learn how to press your way through it. You have to learn how to press your way through hard times. You have to learn how to press your way through sickness. You got to learn how to press your way when folks are talking about you. Guess what? God will close your ears. You'll hear it and won't hear it. Press your way through it, because if you don't, you'll start hearing what they say and you won't hear what. You'll get distracted, you'll get discouraged, you'll become discombobulated, you'll become confused, you'll become confounded, you'll get to the point to where you don't know whether it's man or God. You don't know whether to go forward or go back, because you haven't persevered. Every time people persevere, it means that when you start and you stop, you start, you stop, you lay down, you get up. Let me tell you, to press on means that you're pressing forward. You got a passion. Can I help you with perseverance? Let me tell you, there's some folk that I know have perseverance. The one that I really know that have perseverance is a burglar.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, sir. Say it again. They didn't hear you.
Burglars just have perseverance. Burglars, if they really want to get in,
yes, sir,
they're going to plot. They're going to plan. Hey. They're going to be patient. They're going to wait. They're going to watch. Y'all not with me yet. They're going to time, because they're going to persevere. Police pass by, they're going to hold up. They're going to wait till the police pass by. Y'all not with me yet. If the manager get ready, they gonna know when he leave. They gonna know when he comes in. They gonna know when he got the money sack. They gonna know when he put the money sack in, because they've watched, they persevered. When folk told them they can't do it, they gonna tell them, man, I don't wanna hear that. I know I can get in that building.
Yes, sir. Go ahead on, Lieutenant.
And I know that that's metaphorically speaking, but as Christians, we got to get the same type of mentality that the burglar has. Y'all not with me yet. The devil got some stuff of mine locked up in his house, and I don't need to burglarize it. All I got to do is persevere in prayer. All I got to do is press on, and Jesus has given me the key, which is prayer, and all I got to do is just press on and...
Go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Somebody didn't get it yet. The reason why is because we don't get what God has for us because we don't persevere in prayer. We don't have that passion. We give up. We throw in the towel. We throw down the gauntlet. We leave because of the circumstances or the situation. Can I help you here? God wants you to hold on.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. First of all, you have to persevere. Secondly of all, after you persevere through the problems of life, notice here that also Jesus is saying not only that, but you must position yourself.
Uh-huh.
Position plays a great part, and position and place.
Uh-huh.
You're not with me yet. God sends you to a place, and you don't be in the position to hear what God has to say. We lose our place because we get mad with somebody. We lose our place because we get angry, because we are too quick to get upset. God says, listen, the only way that I'm going to be able to use you is you learn how to position yourself. Call roll, Reverend Turner. There's some folks that got blessed. There's a lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She positioned herself to get her blessing. Call roll, Reverend Turner. There was another lady that broke into a male-dominated atmosphere in the Middle East, went into this room, broke open a bottle of alabaster. Y'all not with me yet. A year's worth of wages, poured them on Jesus' feet, then took her hair down, which was against the law, and then dried Jesus' feet with her hair. She positioned herself to be blessed. Come here, call roll. There's another lady that they don't even give us her name. The woman had 2 pennies, walked around the table and get, y'all not with me yet. That poor lady said, I'm going to be blessed. There's another lady up there in Kings. Come here, widow at Zarephath. She said, listen, I'm going to make these cakes and all of this, and I'm going to give them to the man of God, and I'm going to position myself. We don't want to position ourselves. We don't want to position ourselves to be in the place to where Jesus is.
Uh-huh.
You got people out there washing their cars when they're supposed to be here.
Go ahead, sir.
You got people cleaning their house because they're out of position. This might have been the day that God wanted to bless them, and guess what? They're out of position. Guess what? If there's such a thing as me getting somebody else blessing, let them rain down on me then. Jesus told a woman at Syrophoenicia, this is another lady, she positioned herself. Jesus went to the woman, y'all not with me yet. The woman came to Jesus, and when she talked to Jesus at first, guess what? Jesus didn't even answer her. Jesus never answered the lady. She said, listen, I can't. Jesus said, I'm going to wait. And then when Jesus did answer her, noted that he said, it is not good to give the children food to the dogs. You know, many of us would have walked away then. Many of us would have got mad and, he done called me a dog. I'm gone. But guess what? That woman said, yep, I am a dog. But even the dog eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Y'all not with me yet. You need to know that if it be such thing as me getting the crumbs that fall from the master's table, I'm going to position myself till any way you bless me, Lord. I'm satisfied. Y'all not with me yet. Our old people told us, any way you bless me. Whatever falls from God's table is good.
Yeah.
Whatever God gives me is good. Good for my body, good for my mind, good for my spirit, good for my soul.
Go ahead, sir.
Can I help somebody else here today? Watch this. Not only must there be perseverance, not only must there be position, but the last part is you need to know that we must be patient.
Yes, sir.
Three people I just cursed out again. Why does the pastor keep talking about patience. Why does the Lord keep laying patience on his heart? You need to be patient in the present state that you're in. Watch this. To know, so God can give you instructions on how to get out. I'm so mad with her until I'm going to do something crazy. God said, be patient.
Yes, sir.
You know what's wrong with us? You know the reason why people move so much? Because they trying to make everybody little thems.
Well.
Y'all didn't get that yet. You know, just because folk don't conform to your way of life, just because they don't transform their life into what you want them to be, when you want them to be, and how you want them to be. Hey, baby, let me serve notice on them. You ain't made nobody. You didn't take nobody out of the dust of the ground and blow into their nostrils the breath of life and then turn around and kiss them. Y'all didn't get it yet. In Genesis 2:7, the Bible says, watch this. The Bible said that he scooped the dust up out of the ground. The Bible said that he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. So in order for God to blow into his life, he had to kiss him.
Yes, sir.
That's how much God loves you. And watch this. You haven't done that to anybody, so therefore you have no right to make anybody a little you. I want them to be the way I want. I want him to be holy. You're not holy yet.
Go ahead on, Jonah.
I want them to do what I want them to do. Well, Reb, they don't do this and they don't do that. What is it? What is it that you want to make people the way that you are? You want little robots. You want little yous walking around here. Well, if I had a lot of little means walking around here, this world would be all messed up. How many Christian love could stand 4 or 5 of these Larrys?
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it for Mahler.